What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Oh, yeah.
I have laryngitis.
Bring it all up in you tonight.
This is the sultry is still over here.
So good.
I'm not supposed to be talking.
Will you accept this rose?
I'm not supposed to be talking. So this is going to be short.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
But don't I sound sexy? What if this is like permanently sounding? It's so weird.
Will you accept this rose into your world?
Hello and welcome to a very quiet, very special bonus episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. This is just a quick drop because I have laryngitis and I have a big voiceover job next week and I'm not supposed to be talking. But Dr. Banana, Tana, Anna, Ariana, Hannah Montana, Mittens, Marine, Hosnier, and I are here to give you a little hot goss and to make a final pitch of why you should get tickets to come to my birthday show next Friday. Next Friday. Hi, Dr. BB.
Hi. This is going to be the quiet podcast so we can preserve Arden's voice as much as possible.
I actually have two cortisone shots in me and I'm on oral steroids if I seem ragey and if I seem like I have a hairy chest. Is to get my voice back. I went to the voice doctor of the stars, but I have to be careful because I'm doing a fancy voiceover job next week.
You're being fancy.
But most importantly, even most fancy, I'm going to end the week with you, Dr. Banana, playing two parts.
Yes.
Let's just get down to it. How fun is our show going to be? If you haven't got tickets, here's the thing. Next Friday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. 10 p.m. Eastern, you guys do the math. Worldwide, I don't know what time zone you're in, and I'm thrilled. Let us know. Let us know what time zone you're in. That's not Eastern or Pacific. Let us know, Hernays. It is going to be, if you thought last year was fun, this year is even more fun. We are doing a fully improvised entire season of The Bachelorette, The Bachelorette. You have to take a bath with me.
The Bachelorette.
It's the birthday Bachelorette. It's the night before my birthday. It's an hour and a half in and out. And it's Anna is going to be both Jesse Palmer as my host and also competing for my heart and gaslighting me.
Yep. Aaron. Whoa, you're gaslighting me.
Oh my God, it's so good. I just feel really offended that that is so, what is the word he uses? Nectar. Nectar. Are you going to call everything nectar?
Yeah, well, everything will be nectar when I'm Aaron, in my Aaron zone. But then when I'm Jesse Palmer, the host of the show, I'll be all business and jealous of everyone else on the show.
Only the men in their bodies. Yeah. You won't even look at me.
No, I won't be interested.
And then I feel like Jesse always is like, somebody's crying. He's like, I can see you're emotional. Like, he's like, He's the least empathetic. He's like a robot.
Yeah.
But we have, I believe now, all of our contestants, we're doing something differently this year. We're having limo exits. We're having hometowns. We're having overseas. We're having fantasy suites. We're having a final rose. Last year, Anna and I made up the like names and sort of characters of the people like that everybody was playing. This year, everybody has emailed Anna the name of the person that's competing for my heart, and she's building the graphics. I don't know who is competing for my heart. Is Gareth going to come be Claytor? Is he going to be Dracula again? I don't know who Gareth will be. Erin Foley, she's a wild card. She was supposed to be here last year, but she's this year. She's competing for my heart. Brian Safi, runner up. No, he was not. He was the third place. He made it to Fantasy Suites when he gave me and asked me about my butthole t-shirt and the mm-hmm. Annie album. Mm-hmm. And he started out aggressively as like a country western singer and then ended up as like a Broadway star. Brian Safi is competing for my heart. Will we go to the town dump again? Will we talk about peanut butter powder? I don't know. Steve Heitner, Jakees will be, he's a newcomer. He came in hot, really hot rookie. He'll be competing for my heart. Miles is coming back. Padgett's not going to be there for him to flirt with this year. Who's like, Aaron is going to be there? I don't know. So all I know is I believe I'm going to be wearing my party champ shirt as part of my outfit if it arrives mm-hmm. in time that you can get. So here's the deal. If you come in person, tickets are $20 in advance. You can go $40 to come. You can come up on stage and get photos with us after the show for a special VIP meet and greet. Because otherwise they issue you out, they usher you out, they usher us backstage. That's what happened last year because there's another show coming in after us. You won't get to meet us. So if you want to get a picture, come say hi, give us a hug. Hopefully I won't have whatever this thing is in my body still. I'll wear a mask if I do. But yeah, if you want to come meet us, there's an option that you can pay $40, get reserve seating, come get a VIP hug, hello, or a wave, whatever you want, whatever's comfortable for you. And then Moment House, how much is it in advance, Tana?
The
worldwide
regular ticket is $15. Day of the show, it goes up to $20. So get your tickets in advance, and then yeah. If you want to bundle. With the Party Champ premium hoodie, it's $42 for the ticket and the hoodie. If you want to do the Party Champ Tri-Blend extra soft t-shirt and a ticket, it's $30. And if you want to just do the regular Party Champ t-shirt and ticket, it's $25.
Now, Dr. Banana, she designed them. They're so cute. I can't wait to get mine. I'm wearing mine at the show because I'm going to be sexy. And it's going to be so fun. It's our last show of the year. Don't make me get my real estate license. We will not be posting the Birthday Bachelorette on our main podcast feed. So if you want to hear it or you want to watch it, you've got to get a ticket on Moment House. Even if you can't watch live, if you do watch live, you can interact with us. You can message, and Katie's going to be reading the things live on stage to us. But if you're not available next Friday night because you're out at a party or whatever, the link will be live. You will have 5 days to watch it. So if you want to participate, you got to get a ticket. And then don't forget, we're also going to be at San Francisco Sketch Fest Sunday, January 29th.
Yes.
I think it's at 4 p.m. Doug Benson's doing it. I believe Rob Benedict's doing it. I believe Carl Tart is doing it. Was Padgett doing it or Erin Foley? I can't remember.
It's all a blur, but we'll tell you.
It's all a blur,
soon.
But it's going to be great. Okay. And that's also going to be, you can get them at San Francisco Sketch Fest. And everything is on our website, rosepodcast.vodka. The tickets for the live show, the worldwide show, et cetera. And, it's going to be the Sketchfest show is the Sunday after the first episode is aired. So that is going to be fun, too. It's going to be like exactly a week after. So we'll be talking about that episode. All right. Let's talk a little bit about Bachelor Goss.
Yeah. So we have some gossip that came out because Johnny and Victoria each separately did podcasts talking about their experiences.
I listened to one. I listened to Ashley Iaconetti and Ben Higgins' podcast. And he said that part of what broke them up was the Gabby season aired after they were already engaged, and that she felt really jealous watching it, mm-hmm. And that she felt like it was really hard for her because he had to be he had to like still in public do press, like praising Gabby, and that she felt like a lot. She couldn't handle, like a lot of her friends were engaged in real life and she couldn't celebrate publicly about Johnny. And she felt like a lot of the language he used with Gabby was the same stuff that he used for her. And I can see how that would be very weird to be engaged to somebody and watching them like being like, I'm in love with this other woman. I could see how that would.
Yeah.
If you're already a wild card of a gal, like even of the least wild card gals, that wouldn't feel great to watch.
No, it would be such a bummer. And you are like unable to express anything publicly or even go out with your fiance. I understand it. And it's probably stressful because you're watching him compete for Gabby's love.
Yeah.
And he goes pretty far in the show. So I can understand that sort of tension forming. Yeah. Now what comes into play is the sort of haziness of the timeline of the relationship, because Victoria claims that they were basically done 3 weeks into it.
Yeah.
And the show ended around like July, but Johnny says they were still talking until about September. So that's all a little hazy. Victoria did come out and say that Johnny denied calling her "see you next Tuesday," but Victoria came out and said they talked about it in therapy. He admitted to it in therapy and he was just upset. And so they had a lot of like verbal sort of back and forths and fights. And she admitted that she did throw a wine glass at one point that could have cut him.
Wait, she threw a wine glass that might have cut him at him?
Well, she claims she didn't throw it at him, but I guess in the end it did hit him. I'm not sure.
So he got cut by a wine glass that she threw? That's unacceptable. That's not okay. And you can't be violent.
And I think it was, he had called her a homewrecker, basically. And so she got so upset, she threw a wine glass. I don't know. I sound like they had a really toxic relationship.
Sure.
Where they were fighting a lot of like, you know, not okay things happened, which she says is the reason she broke up, like the relationship ended because it was so toxic. And she thinks we should, you know, respect that space. And I understand if a relationship is that, you know, hectic and that sort of violent in its own way.
Yeah.
You should get out of it because it's like it's not going to end well.
Anything once violent starts for me, it's time to. If it's my friend, I want to go come take you under my wing and move you in with me in Mittens.
And then he got uninvited, which who knows?
Avon seems hot and sweet. He doesn't seem maybe like, you know, he doesn't seem like a wild, like he seems very steady, sweet, calm. Like, if you look, like, I feel like Rachel would have been so happy if she just picked Avon.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what happened to them after the.
Oh, that's right.
After the final rose.
Oh, my God. Let's Google that.
I don't think anything came of it because then they would be seen together, right?
She blew it. She completely blew it. Do you have any other hot goss for us?
I think that's all I got. So Danielle and Caitlin apologized to Sierra after talking about her on a podcast called her what's her face and like sort of dismissed her feelings and tried to be like, oh, it wasn't that big a deal. She shouldn't have been that upset. And then I think Sierra and other fans called them out. And then both Caitlin and Danielle apologized about that situation.
Good, because we like Caitlin and Danielle, but we very much were Team Sierra because that was not okay.
Yeah, and also they don't need to talk about her.
Leave her alone. She was so sweet.
Yeah, so that's the current gossip I have.
And I just want to say for all of our Patreon listeners, because of my voice, we're gonna record after my birthday weekend because I'm afraid of getting vocal nodes because I'm doing a lot of voiceover stuff next week and then the show and then it's my birthday and I only have a voice right now because of cortisone shots. So I don't want to, this is the most I'm going to talk all week aside from work stuff. So we'll do our winter house at the beginning. It'll be up at the beginning of the week of the 12th.
Yeah, so we're going to miss this Friday's release because we have to rest Arden's vocal.
I don't want to, There's no nodes. I just have an infection, but I don't want to get a node because I had zero voice yesterday, and I think I only have one today because of the shots.
Yes.
All right, my friend, Dr. Banana, I'm so excited to do the show with you and to spend my birthday with you.
You guys, go to rosepodcast.vodka. There's a tab that says live shows, both the in-person and live streaming tickets can be found there. So go there and then come watch us or come hang out with us in person.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so fun. We still have tickets left. And that's my birthday present. I need this for us, okay?
I
need this for us. We need this. I need this. I really need this.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Okay. Tell your friends. Okay. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Thank you. Great. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.